Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock in the Bayou City. Opening day of teal season. I hope everybody's ready. It's a good morning, no doubt. Well, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the outdoor show this morning.
Squat popping. It's Johnny B.
That's it, man. What's up? Seeing a man about a dog in there, Johnny B?
I'm doing okay.
All right, dog. Well, good deal. Speaking of dogs, let's go down to G-Town. We'll get all fired up with Captain James Plogg this morning, see what he's up to. Plogg, what is up?
What is up, bro?
How are you, man?
Working dogs. I'm good, bro.
Well,
man, feels nice out here right now. But he ended up getting kind of hot yesterday, actually.
Yeah, it warmed up a little bit.
So that's it, man. I don't know. I think we're going to go try to get food for a little while.
You're going to try to what? You faded away.
We're going to try to go get in the Gulf for a little while.
Are you?
Look at it, yeah.
Oh, Mother Guff.
Going straight off the beach. Don't look like no rain. Looks kind of clear.
Well, I presume you're going to be tarpon fishing.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of fishing. But we probably ain't going to be doing a lot of catching. We'll be doing a lot of fishing. A lot of tarpon fishing.
That's what we do.
Yeah. And let's do north, Mickey. It might be northeast. I don't think so.
Well, let me check it again. Let me look at all my arrows on the screen. I know down towards Charlie, it was almost like northwest.
It was. That's what I just looked at.
Yeah, it's Galveston Fishing Piers due north at 12.
Yeah.
Now, the buoy out there showing northeast, but inland it is due north. Anahuac's north. Clear Lake's north. Eagle Point's due north.
I wonder how them boys like that boat ride yesterday going to get them tunas.
I don't know. I'm going to find out in a little while when I talk to Sharky after you.
I guess if you're 20-something years old, it's not a bad boat ride.
Oh, they're warriors, man. They're.
Hey, but it was smoking. I looked at it. I said, well, maybe they'll drive by. I looked at that 60-mile buoy, and it was like, oh, man, 16 gusting to 19 and a half. I'm like,
how big were the seas?
Well, the buoy was like 3.9, just throw you another foot on there in about 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's nasty, ain't it?
Oh, that's big time here, 64-foot Spencer. You're in a 33-foot outboard. Not a good plan.
No.
Not a good player for me. We trout fished one day, Mickey. We actually caught him. Wasn't good, but we did catch some fish. We had a nice one, man, about 4 pounds.
Man, it wasn't that good, but you couldn't get a lure back.
No, it really wasn't that good. But we caught some old fish, and I looked at a whole bunch of stuff and didn't catch anything. But right there was some fish, and they were sitting on a little old edge. And it's been that way all year. You know, somewhere shallow that kind of fades off. They got in that current. You kind of had to set up like fishing a well pad.
Yeah.
and throw and let them go, just like well pad fishing. And every now and then, get a bite, boom, boom. But it was okay. There was, it's a place I ain't caught any fish. So it was, you know, all on the shell, but on ridges. But it was a place I hadn't caught anything, so that was a bonus. But then I went and looked at a lot of other stuff. Man, I couldn't get nothing going. Nothing. So we finally gave up about 1 o'clock. But it was decent. Wasn't horrible, but wasn't great. I want to say, what day was that? I guess it was Monday. Not Monday. No, Monday. That was Labor Day weekend last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday we tarpon fish. We found a bunch of fish. We did find a bunch of fish Monday. Got in a bunch of storms. And I had to move. Yeah, I had to move the boat. And it had a lot of fire in it. And then it was really nice when we found the fish. And we
right.
Found them for about 3 hours. No bites, but, you know, singles. I mean, lots of fish. There was lots of fish. And, man, the weather come. It was about 70 miles deep in the Gulf. It had a lot of lightning in there, so, man, we moved. Then the wind came up real bad. You know, about 3 hours later, kind of faded. Never got back perfect, but it was decent.
Right.
We fished late, man. We fished almost 5 o'clock, and we never saw no more fish.
Long days, man.
But there was a lot of fish right there. I think we're going to go maybe go check that again this morning.
Right.
Yeah. This, like I say, it looks like it's blowing off the beach more than anything to me.
It is. It swung around.
I ain't really paid on attention. Was it supposed to got rain and looked like a little old storm coming over there toward the boat, toward the river over there.
Well, it's
did you
it's
see
that moisture? Yeah, it's that moisture we're getting off that tropical system that's going to start giving us rain tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
That's one going to Louisiana?
Well, it's it came up by Florida. I mean, there. Look at the tip of Florida. There's a good one circulating right there, but there's fingers off of it that wrap around the northeastern Gulf and then start coming our way, moving to the west. And we're going to be getting that for the next few days coming off of that.
Gotcha.
If it comes inland, it's mostly staying out over water right now. There's some storms straight out from Port Arthur and Lake Charles, you know, out in the Gulf, but they're moving kind of west-southwest. They're staying off the coast.
Yeah,
that's probably
like
what's swinging that wind around to the north like that.
Yeah, it looks like that front went out there and stopped. Those storms are going down that front line.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, coming off that tropical system over there and then and just moving along that front line out in the Gulf from east to west.
Well, if good little weather change may shake it up, we may be getting started getting some bites, you know. Low redfish is only good right now.
Don't know unless you go, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so that's all we're doing. Played golf a couple of days. We played yesterday, actually.
You played again yesterday?
Yeah.
Boy, you guys are going to be too good for me to play with if I ever get all my clubs in order and start hitting the ball a little bit.
I doubt
after
that
12 picture. Years, I don't even think I can rotate.
No, man, I know better than that. That's like saying you can't catch a fish. Actually, Steve didn't play. Me and Clifford played yesterday.
Steve didn't go. Yesterday was Steve's mama's birthday yesterday, too.
Yeah, he had to cook. He had all kind of excuses. But he said, well, I just ain't going to make it. I said, well, have a nice day. Me and Clifford, we're going to go play golf.
That's it. We're gonna go play an emergency 18 right now.
Well, we tried to fish yesterday morning, Mickey, and I called my guys. They live here on Tiki. I said, dude, man, you don't want none of this right now. It was smoking. It's like 15, 20.
Yeah, it was.
And I told him Thursday, I said, hey, man, I think it's going to blow a little bit, dude. That front's going to make it. I said, we're trying. I said, okay. And then, man, I had to call him. I said, look, Glenn, fish is pretty tough, but it's really going to be tough like this. And it's going to fade away, but it ain't going to be till – man, it didn't calm down too late. About 1:30.
Yeah, about 1:30 at my house. Started laying on out.
And I didn't have no bite after that. The little bite we had Monday was kind of in the morning, like about 8 o'clock, right when that tide swung.
Yeah.
When that tide moves, it starts creeping, and they bite a little bit. Man, then it got the smoking going out, like smoking. And then it kind of got hard to catch. I think you just got, I didn't even look at it. It looks like you just got an outgoing tide all day is what it looks like.
Yeah, we're on one tide outgoing all day.
Is that what it is?
Cool. Yes, sir. We're on a standing high. I think what's the low today? It's at the Galveston Channel. It'll be at tonight at 6:54 p.m. will be the low. So it'll start going out all afternoon.
Yeah. It might even be going out right now yet. But we got some pretty good tides. In the mornings, the tides way up. You know,
yeah.
So that's why the water's kind of holding up. All the water looked good.
Yeah, we're fixing to get on our fall equinox. Well, actually, they call it spring equinox in the fall. So, but
right.
Spring tides.
We'll when is the first day of fall? It's like the 20th, ain't it? 21st
Something
of September?
Like that, yeah.
Not too far. Here's real fall. About the third week of October, one of them sends sickling down through here to get north winds about 30. Then it'll be fall time.
Yeah. Well, you remember all the years, it just goes from summer to winter a lot of times, you know. You know, we've seen it where you don't even have a fall. It goes from hot to cold.
Oh, dude, you go from wearing shorts and T-shirts, you better put everything you own on.
Bundling up.
The day
yeah.
later.
Michelin man.
And then it's over. That'll be it. There's no fade in anymore. We'll have to go to somebody about September. And I think about all the days back when I was a kid, when I was young, so, I mean, I'm not very smart. We could give all our records to somebody. I said, hey, show me a trend. And I promise you, there's a trend. But September's not like this. It would be calm. Remember, we fished the whales every day. September and October was
First
we got October was whales. That's what me and Dana was talking about. Said, man, dude, you went to the whales and Kearney Bay, that's where you went. You smoked them.
Big ones.
Yeah,
seven
I mean, that's
and eight pounders on the whales.
Back when we fished with shrimp, but still, man, everybody had their whale. Now it's just, I don't know. We just ain't, we ain't got no, don't, the winds just don't get very nice anymore.
No. No, we've seen a lot of change.
Something happened. But anyway, that's all right. But it's just to get good. Everything's supposed to get good.
Well, I'm going to hope you do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. But it got hot up there playing golf. It started out nice. We didn't play till 1:30. Man, about 2:30, 3 o'clock, Clipper said, man, we need that little bit of cloud cover. It's kind of hot. Well, that wind kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Then it got nice again. Then it got nice. So.
Well, like the, you know, the old Mark Chestnut song, too hot to fish, too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
It's too cold at home, baby. I'm
wouldn't
sitting here
be
looking
cold,
at the light.
Wouldn't be so cold at home if you quit playing golf and quit fishing.
Yeah, well,
who's
going to
do
right.
that?
We ain't going to stop doing nothing. Hey, but
a man can't have everything.
You don't want to miss a day, brother. We're going to do something. We're going to do something every day.
Life's
yeah,
short.
I'm looking at some. It is, brother. There's some lights right here by the house. My next door guy. You know, there's no fish. These fish have come and gone.
Yeah.
But there's no fish right now. What did I tell you? A couple, 2-3 weeks ago, there was some fish. I don't see none right now. We got so many gars in this canal. Mickey, there's a big one in here. He's a $1.30, $1.40 if he's a day.
Man, y'all need to catch him and tag him.
Well, if I didn't have nothing, I don't want a fish for him. But if he keeps rolling around here, I am going to go get my stuff off the boat. I'm going to try to catch him. He's big. Them little old nasty ones, I don't care nothing about. This one's
no.
big.
No. Catch that big boy.
I like to catch one. I like to catch me a tarpon about 2:40. Somebody catch him.
Oh, speaking of tarpon and 2:40, have you heard any more on LaRue? I know he hadn't been doing so good, man.
Man, Mick, I mean, I ain't said anything. He's stable. It's not too friendly. It ain't
no,
too friendly. But
poor guy.
Yeah, he's I don't even know what to say. It's gonna be all right, but it ain't too good right now. So they're struggling and stuff. You know, I'm gonna talk to you about that, you know, later on when we decide to do. But yeah, just you know, he's a minute minority, really minute. that something in that stuff got a hold of him, and it's not been good.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it sucks, dude. I don't like to see nobody sick. I don't really care if I hate you, like you, it don't matter. But, yeah, he's having a pretty tough go right now. So all you can do is say a few prayers, dude. Hope everything turns around.
That's all we can do, man.
Yeah, and it's doable. It's doable, man. There's people that's in his shape, a bunch, that I've read about and saw about, that it can turn around. I mean, you can definitely come back.
So, yeah.
You got to have a little luck on your side, brother.
Well, cool deal. Well, James, I wish you the best out there in Mother Guff today. Hope she treats you nice.
Well, one thing about it, I ain't going 100 miles offshore looking for no tunas, so it might be all right by that
beach. Oh, I can't wait to hear from Sharky.
Yeah.
All right,
them
buddy.
Boy, I promise you didn't bother them.
No, they're young. Hey, that's nothing for them boys. They're tough as boot leather. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down to G-Town and hook up.
All right, brother. We got
millions of them. Millions of them.
Yeah, we got millions of them, buddy. We got trout fishing days in the fall. We got tarpon trips, bull red. Whatever anybody wants to do, give us a holler. We'll go see if we can do it.
All right, man. Chunk them a number.
409-771-7306.
James, have a good day. Be safe.
All right, Mick. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Later. All right. Take care. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 519 in the Bayou City on this opening morning of early teal season. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's hook up with old Sharky Marquez. See how his little adventure turned out yesterday. Sharky, what's up?
Hey, we're alive.
Got a little beat up this morning?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Yeah.
Feel like you win a couple of rounds with old Mike Tyson?
Yeah. But you know what? That beautiful 36 handled him like a champ. We had an absolute blast out there. It was definitely a little sporty.
I bet.
It was a little sporty. It cleared up, you know, right around probably noon or 1 o'clock out there for us. And, we were just going to make a quick trip, you know, and, but I tell you what, we had a blast. We ran into a little floating bale of, I don't know, it looked a little bit questionable if you ask me. And,
a little marijuana floating on the water out there, bud?
I don't know. We didn't take too good of a look. But
or a big load of cocaine or whatever?
It was a load of something. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you this. It had a load of mahi on it. So that was a blast. We were able to pull over and throw a bunch of those real shiny gotcha lures up at that thing and kind of got, you know, we hooked our first mahi. And after that, it was game on like Donkey Kong.
They were all high.
We had a blast. Yeah.
They were high hanging around the bale. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I was wondering, like, man, why are those mahi swimming so funny, you know? But that is why. Oh, man. But it was a blast. We ended up with a nice box of some sweet little mahis and caught some nice kingfish while we were out there and ended the day fishing around for some mangrove snapper and ended up with some really nice mangroves. So, overall, it was an awesome, awesome day. And
no tunas?
No, we really went, I think, about maybe like 30, 35 miles. We were marking the shrimp boats at probably 45 to 50. But I will tell you, it was a little hairy out there, and there was a bunch of little storm cells popping up and around us. And so we decided to make kind of the safer call and, you know, play around where we could see at least a little bit of clear skies. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it happens, but I'm going to tell you, we had a good time, and that's what it was all about. So Jeff was, he was beating himself up. Like, man, we should have kept going. And you know, the feeling, if it don't work out how you think it's going to work out, you know, you beat yourself about it for 2-3 days.
Yeah. Wow.
But
y'all didn't have a whole lot to work with yesterday. That wind was was cranking up. I said, man, them boys going to get beat up big time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did. We got pretty beat up getting out there and putting around from spot to spot. But, you know, shoot, it was still a blast. So we're going to get out there this morning. I've got an 8-hour here out of Galveston. And it's still windy and still rough.
So yeah, it's north.
16.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. They're calling for actually, it's north this morning. They're calling for northeast 10 to 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check the zone forecast.
Yeah,
for,
check the zone for me.
The zone says today northeast wind 10 to 15 knots, 2 to 3 foot seas. Yeah.
2 to 3s.
Add them together, you might get closer. But
yeah.
Tonight, yeah. Northeast 10 to 15. Tomorrow, northeast 10 to 15. Well, it looks like the next 4 days, northeast 10 to 15 knots.
Wow. Well, it's going to be bumpy out there. I've got...
Yes.
I've got two young ones, so definitely safety first. We're going to talk to those guys and kind of pre-warn them, let them know. And, you know, I mean, if they want to end up fishing inshore or kind of play the calmer route, you know, the less beat up route, we'll
bull reds
we'll smoke some redfish, bull reds, and we will hammer down on them. So
well, at least you got something to fall back on if I don't want to make the big plunge.
that's true
because that's what it could be, the big plunge.
Yeah, that's what it most likely would be, most likely. So I don't know, Mickey. I'm just going to get out there and do what I do best, just freaking fish. I'm just going to have a good time.
That's all you
can do. Whatever
we
end up with, it's going to be a blast doing it. I promise you that.
Go fishing. Get some bites of some kind.
That's it. So, well, hopefully that will be a little calm for us.
Out of Galveston, have you heard of a lot of kingfish being caught, or is it mostly over Freeport Way, of the kings?
Man, I will tell you that I have not gotten on a certified kingfish bite since before the storm out of Galveston.
That's what I've been hearing.
I mean, it is low, Mickey. I don't know what's going on, and I could be, you know, there could be some people listening saying, man, Sharky, I don't know, maybe he just don't know how to fish. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, me personally, it's been a struggle, struggle. Granted, we haven't had many good weather days to get out there and go 40, you know, 40 plus miles for them. I'm sure they're sitting around 40, 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But for these little 6-hour kingfish trips, man, it puts a beating on you looking for those kings.
Right.
So, it was good to see that there were some yesterday, you know, around the Freeport area, but also, you know, we're 20, 25 miles off the beach and it's 120 foot of water. So like, come on, man, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, it gets a little deeper, quicker out of Freeport.
Man, I'm thinking like, you know how far we got to go to hit 120 feet?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. That's 50 miles right there. So, it's a little different playing field. But
how did any of your guys do, Sugar Shane and all that bunch? Did they catch any reds yesterday, or did they fish or what?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Both of them fished. I'll tell you this much. I got back in and there was about 15 notifications that they were live 15 times or so yesterday. So they were hammering down on them. They were hammering down on them. Oh, we're picking a new nickname for Lance, so I think we're going to stick with No Limit Lance.
No Limit Lance? Okay.
No
I like
Limit
that.
Because he got no daggum limits. He's just going to full send it. That's what it is.
All so, these nicknames. Sugar Shane, awesome. No Limit Lance. We got Nail-Em-Nailer.
Nail-Em-Nailer, No Limit Lance, Sugar Shane.
Got Sharky.
Like oh, man, you got to have fun with it, right? That's what we're out here to do.
That's what we do it for, man.
That's it. Oh, man. Yesterday I was with, we were riding out, and I said, man, Naylor, I was like, I'm going to start calling you Gnarly Naylor. This is pretty freaking gnarly.
It has been all year, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, hope you have an awesome day, Mickey. And we're going to try
to. Hey, I'm above ground and breathing, man. It's all, every day is awesome for me, buddy. You start appreciating them more when you get up in the years.
Right now, I'm still in the beat up myself process. So, yeah.
Yeah, just think being an old man like me and going out there and doing one of those. I'd be limping in to do radio this morning and trying to crawl back home.
Yeah, leg. You'd be getting an Uber home.
Yeah, y'all can have that stuff.
It's, you know, when it's nice, it's amazing, right? And
It is.
It just hasn't been.
It's
nice.
Just been one of those years for offshore. It's been a
yeah,
tough as a boot leather year.
That's it. We've had to work really hard for the fish, but you know what? We're getting out there and making memories, doing our best.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about.
Well, if somebody wants to call you and get with your organization, Outcast Charters, and do a little fishing. It's what y'all
Absolutely.
Do. What's a good? Give them some info, Sharky.
Absolutely. Definitely head on over to our website. It's outcastfishing with no G, charters.com. And you can check out our different trip packages and pricing on there and even book your future fishing day. And then definitely head on over, get yourself a new Lucky Fishing hat or a fishing shirt on Monsta, M-O-N-S-T-A. Apparel, APPAREL.com, and use the discount code AM610 to get you a sweet little discount.
Well,
so that's what
like
I got,
winner.
My brother.
Well, Sharky,
right, man.
Hey, be safe out there and
yes,
good
sir.
Luck.
Hey,
knock 'em dead.
I appreciate it. Hopefully,
all right,
I got
buddy.
Some good stuff to talk to you about.
All right. See you, dog.
See you, Mickey.
Later, man. All right. That's Captain Sharky Marquez, old Michael down in G-Town. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 533 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down Corpus Christi Way on the bay. Captain Cliff Webb. Cliff, what is up?
Morning, Mickey.
Hey, bud.
Kind of liking this weather change, man.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I know. It's been one of those weeks, and thank God it got dark. I finally got some rest, you know. It was just daylight to dark all week.
You've been burning that oil, huh?
Oh, my God, what a good week. I talked to you last Saturday, and I hung the phone up and fished the surf and caught some fish in the surf. And then I got the surfboard to surf for about 3 hours and went bird hunting and shot a limit of white wings. So I said, you know, only in Texas can you do cool stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
I've been hitting it pretty hard every day, bird hunting, you know, on the weekend. And our fishing just, man. Well, in Laguna Mati, what goes on this time of year is you've got the big migrations of redfish, you know, the big herds of mud apes just coming down the pipe. It's incredible.
Mud apes.
And then, you know, the guys love them, catching them. And it's in the intercoastal, the ICW, the fish start piling out of there, the shrimp and stuff getting there. So the guys that are fishing, there's not a lot of trips. It's funny how after Labor Day, it just shuts off like a switch. There's not near as many people as there have been. So I just been, you know, I didn't want to take the boat off the trailers. The surf fishing is so good, so I just been absolutely hammering them in surf. Thursday was incredible, Mickey. I walk out Thursday, and that wind's blowing real hard out of the northeast. I guess you had that northeast wind hit you Thursday morning, too, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure did.
And just right at daylight, I said, man, I'm going to go out to the beach. And I was going to fish this place I've been fishing. I said, man, with this north wind, Those fish are going to pile up on that south jetty because those mullet are migrating. They're going to hit that jetty, and they're going to be piled up. And I walk out the south jetty, and there's nobody. I mean, there's one guy at the end catching for redfish. I go, where is everybody? And I've got that silver and chrome, that blue-colored he-dog that I fish the surf with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are you familiar with that one? It's kind of got a different sound to it.
The he-dog, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
That's
got
a
some.
Different sound. And I took two of those, and I think I had six topwater plugs. I walked down those rocks, Mickey. I caught 9 big trout before I caught a shark. 9 big, I mean up to 26 inches, big trout. And they were just blowing out of the water. And then I get this huge blow up, He starts smoking line, and it's not a tarpon. I know what it is. I come all the way around the end of the jetty with this fish, all the way around to this channel side. I can't get her in. I pull up. It's a hammerhead, about a 40-pound hammerhead, and wow. It tail whipped that topwater and was caught in the top of the tail. And so I really want my he dog back. And I try to get her up on the rock. I wash her up on the rock, and she's whipping that tail, and that plug's trying to go into my legs. And I can't get a hold of her head. She's snapping at me. I can't get a hold of nothing. And so I just had to let her go over the rocks and break me off. It just broke my heart, you know. And then I've already gone through all my leaders.
Whipping that tail like a thresher shark.
Dude, I couldn't believe that tail whipping. That plug was in the end of her tail. She's getting ready to hit me in the legs. And I can't grab her behind the head because her tail would hit me in the leg, and I'd get the plug in my leg.
Oh,
and there's
boy.
Just no way. I can't get a hold of the plow.
Yeah, that's a predicament right there. That's
and the waves are washing around my leg. I'm standing on this rock. It's just about to get the worst off the rock anyway. I really want my lure back. And this is about a 20-minute ordeal to get her up there finally. And finally, I just broke my leader off and had about 2 inches of mono left. And I didn't go back to car, so I just tied direct to braid. So I saw out there the very next cast. Tied director braid, boom, the same thing a black tip shark hits it, you know. I'm going, oh my god, it's time to go home. So I did get my lure back on this 20-pound black tip, and but that, I tell you what, I left that jetty with nothing hardly. I think a piece of braid, one plug after going out there. But that was the same morning, man.
That's a tackle tester there. You never, you know, yeah. That's what's cool about fishing out there. You don't know what you're going to hook.
No, man. And then so I chomp on the bits to go back out there yesterday morning, and it's the same thing, not as many fish, but the tarpon were in there. And these guys were jumping these tarpon, Mickey. They weren't getting them, but they're like 25 to 30 pounds. And they're just free-lining. They take a little balloon and free-lining a mullet with a circle hook. And I couldn't believe the tarpon they were hooking. They weren't landing in these. So I got down to the beach with my top one. I said, man, I'm going to get me one. And they would blow up on it, but they never would eat it. They just – they blow up on it, and they wouldn't eat it, you know, and you see them. But the surf fishing has been pretty. So I fished yesterday till 7:45 in the surf last night.
Good. Hardcore, man.
I just can't get enough of it, man.
Well, did you ever get any dove hunting in?
Oh, my God, dove hunting was good Saturday. It's funny because the area that I was hunting this time, they plant a lot of it in cotton, and they rotate the crops every year. And the years they plant cotton, we don't have as many birds. But, you know, still got our limit of white wing. We didn't get our limit in 15 minutes like normal. It took a couple of hours, but it's pretty daggone good.
That's still fun, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go again today at a different spot. I'm going to go up by Alice today. Last weekend, I've got a ranch at Alice, and they had so much rain they couldn't bird hunt. I was wondering if I didn't get to hear Plog. Did he get to hunt last weekend?
Yeah, he went to Rod's there in Alice, and they did good. It was real muddy, yeah. You know, kind of sloppy from the rain, but they did good.
Yeah, we're right there in Dallas too, just down by Peter Blanca, and they got so much rain on Saturday Sunday they couldn't hunt, but I was able to hunt up here by the botanical garden. I've got 28 acres leased over here outside of the city limits here, and it's just incredible. Of course, I hunt with Fred and those guys over there, a lot of fun. But it's a time of year where you can just absolutely wear yourself out, Mickey.
Well,
I can't get enough, man. Can't get enough.
Enjoy it while you can. One of these days we'll be too old to do all this.
I know it, man. But it's so good to see our Laguna Madre turn on this time of year when the bait bunches up, you know, and the fish are piled up, and they're catching a lot of fish. Remember when you came down, we drifted that upper Laguna Madre over those grass beds?
Uh-huh.
Remember that area? they're doing better on soft plastics drifting than they are anchored up with croakers and piggies.
That's
and the
good.
Reason are the fish are really on the move. And, you know, they're sitting on the potholes and a few fish come through. But if you're drifting, you're constantly in contact with new schools of fish. And that's what's going on now. It's been really good drift fishing in the Upper Lagoon right now.
Mm. It's so pretty there. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the color of the – definitely the color of this month is that glow color. We get a lot of white shrimp in our system. And so if you're throwing some soft plastic, you better throw a little something glow or a light white color in your box because they're smoking it.
You know, and that's kind of the same pattern up here this time of year, September, early October, kind of glow works. And
yeah.
Well, it's called night glow. We call it day glow because you fish with it in the daytime.
Right.
And then when November kind of peaks in and we'll start throwing stuff like pumpkin seed and those kind of colors, kind of the brownie look, and fish respond well to that also.
You know, I want a soft plastic I really like here in this deep grass. I'm throwing the XL, Little John, the bigger one.
Right, the big one. Uh-huh.
I put a 1/16 ounce head on it, and it's still heavy enough. You can chunk it out of the boat or chunk it really far. And the float down, the sink ratio is so good, you can flip it above the grass, and it stays above the grass long enough for them to see it. You know, the little one goes, it's a heavier bait, and it stays on the bottom. But that little one, that bigger one, it stays up better than the little one. And
It's a little bigger with a light head. It's more buoyant.
Yeah, and man, it really works down here. So if you're having trouble, if you're dragging grass in every time, go to the double XL, and you won't get the grass. It's amazing. And don't use too big a hook. You know, go ahead and use that smaller hook. You stick a big old hook out of that thing, it's going to catch grass. Kind of get you that 2-0 hook. I like that Bass Assassin hook. You stick it up
the
in there.
The Pro Elite head, yeah, that Pro Elite and 16th ounce.
So
that's
good.
Perfect combination.
You know, that's one of the things that costs people a lot of bites. It's too big a hook, Mickey. It's true, man. It'll cost you a lot of fish during the day, too big a hook.
It will.
Yeah. I used to have that idea that bigger the hook, the more meat, the more bite you got. But it's all about hook placement. You take that little 2-0, it catches them right in the corner of the mouth like a little bubble gum. It just sticks them, like, and they can't get rid of it. They can't bite it. They can't knock it out. And it's light enough where they can't shake it out. So.
Well, think about it. You know, look at that over all the years, how many giant trout have been caught on a number 8 or a number 10 treble hook by live baiters, fishing with popping cork rigs. Everybody goes, oh, man, that little hook, you just, no, well, you know, when the shrimp are small, that's a great combination because it lets, you know, that shrimp, you know, move around more freely and more natural than with a big old grappling hook hanging out of it. And then you can size up your hook when you go to bigger shrimp. But, I mean, I've seen so many monster trout caught on the jetties by a little number 8, number 10 treble hooks with live shrimp. It's not even funny.
Yeah, and I'm watching this guy yesterday. He's fishing croakers on the jetties, and he's got this big old black wire leader and a little bitty hook. It's like putting a chihuahua on a dog on a logging chain. The bait ain't going to do nothing, you know? And I smoked him with topwater, and he goes, man, I can't believe it. I said, yeah, I don't guess they're hitting croakers. I just don't understand that deal where, you know, you're weighting your bait down, you get all this good live bait, you want it to kick around, and you put this big old rope on his neck, you know, big old chain on him, expect him to do something. It don't work.
Well, and people, they'll use that black wire leader like that, you know, for the security on, you know, Spanish mackerel and stuff like that, but they don't realize they're killing the action of their live bait or their lure with it. You know, I used to have a guy that come fishing with me all the time, and he always had one of those black leaders on, with his tail on there, and everybody's catching them but him. And I said, man, it's not you. It's how it's what you're fishing with right there.
Yeah.
You got to take that off. Put here, let me make you a regular shock leader like we're using with fluorocarbon. And he just couldn't believe that it made that much difference, but it does.
Presentation. It's all about,
yes, sir.
It's all about tuning it where it looks natural. And this is what's so crazy about the snook here, Mickey. We got some snook in the surf. I hooked a big one Wednesday. I couldn't land it because my leader's too light. And you try to go to anything over a 30 on a snook, you can't catch them in this clear water. They see it. So I tie on that cigar, that real clear that Mike gave us at 30.
Yeah.
And I'm walking down the bar, and there's some big snook in there. And I finally get one to eat about 10 feet from me. Mickey blew it up about 10 feet from me. I hit her hard, you know. She comes straight out of the water. Jumps away from me, cuts my leader in half, first jump. And so I go back, and I've got some 40 and some 50 in there. It's really hard to tie a knot with 40 and 50, the way I tie it. Finally got me some 40, not a hit, until I went back to that 30. It's just like, you know, what's the deal with that? It's just it's crazy how 10 pound of leader can get you 30% more bites. You go to 20 to 30, and you're cutting 30% of your bites out, just from that in clear water.
Yeah.
But then trying to land something under 20 is tough. I've had to go and look at a monitor where I've dropped down to 15 fluorocarbon. I don't like fluorocarbon because it's kind of brittle, the old fluorocarbon. Now, the new cigar is good. But just to get a bite, and that's super clear. Our water was gin clear this week.
Yeah, I'm hooked on that gold label. What I like about it, it's, you know, it's soft. And, you know, the knot I tie, it cinches down so good.
It cinches up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the first fluid carbon I really like. Before, it was so brittle. Like, I throw so hard. You know, when I – sometimes I get –
You were snapping heads off, yeah.
Yeah, snapping the head, snapping it like a, you know, rubber band, bam. But, man, I like that 30. It's good. It is really good. But, man, I'm just – these snooker in the surf right now and the little baby tarp, and I just got to figure out how to get them in. It's those snook are tough, man. That's
well, those gill plates on them are like razor blades.
Yeah, I caught one in Costa Rica, one down there, and I was so excited to catch a big snook. I'm hungry, and I had no food in camp. And a big wave washed up snook, so I reach over there and grab him. That gill plate just cut me to the bone. I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. it's like a damn straight razor, man.
And I love the way the Costa Rica guys do it. They go to the beach, they find them a stick. It has like a little branch on it, like a little like a gaff. And they run out there in the surf, and they shove it. When the fish comes up, they shove it in his mouth, and it comes out of his gill, and they raise him up on the beach with that. It's incredible how they do that. Or they'll go out there, and they'll catch him by – they'll – like, I had this one kid, Daniel. He's a local kid. He had about a 40-pound snook on, the biggest one I've ever seen on a live mullet. And he had one live mullet bait, but he puts a circle hook, he throws it out there, we're talking. He's got his bail flipped over on his spinning reel. All of a sudden, this big blow up in the surf. It's a huge snook. And so this guy's about 5'2", and he's a little bitty guy. So we're thinking, how's he going to get the snook in, you know? And so he gets up the bank, I hold his rod. He goes out there, and he gets under it, kind of under his shoulder, and he kind of – cradles that thing and throws him up on the beach. He had cuts all over his chest in the gill plate, but he got his snook, man. It was cool. he was in the fight, buddy. It was nice,
oh
man.
Boy.
You like to see somebody fired up. They're gonna get they may get hurt, but he's gonna get his fish, man.
You got that right. Oh man.
And I'm sitting here torn today. I said, well, should I go topwater fish or wear myself up for a bird hunt? But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna topwater fish and go bird hunt this afternoon. But, I tell you, don't get no better. Last weekend, Saturday, I let those birds marinate for about 2 or 3 days, and then I cooked them in cream of mushroom soup, a little beefy onion soup, for about 3 hours in the oven. Oh my God!
Hmm. Well, that sounds good.
It is, man. You fry them, lightly fry them first, and then you know you leave the batter on them, and put them in the oven, and cover them with the cream of mushroom and beefy onion and bacon for about 2 or 3 hours, and you talk about some good
man.
Birds, it's pretty good, man.
That sounds like a good recipe.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think I would.
Did you get the bird hunt, Mickey?
No, I have not yet. I hadn't even fired a cap. This used to be the morning I'd live for is opening morning to teal season, and
I know it.
Unfortunately, I hadn't got to make one in the last 13 years, so.
Yeah. I'm a teal hunt in the wild either.
But I'll get me a teal hunt in during the week, you know, and mm-hmm. fresh teal on the grill. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And even cut them in strips and chicken fry them, too. Oh, I guarantee you, Mike Herron, he's already in the blind.
He sent me the picture of the dogs. They're all laying around on the floor, and he said, this is the last day they're going to be laying around.
Yeah, I got that same photo. They're all laid out and going, well, they better enjoy this because it's fixing time. Be time to go to work, man.
I tell you what, Mike works those dogs. It's great.
Yeah, he's always had great dogs. Yeah. But
I've got his litter, his pups. They're awesome.
Oh yeah.
But all good, Mickey. Looking for a really good week here. I'm just really excited about this weather. I hadn't done much boat fishing. It's just it's just so weird that we don't get a lot of trips. Talking to Charlie, he's got all these trips. We don't get a lot of trips down here this time of year because everybody wants to go bait. I just don't. Do the shrimp and croaker thing. So I kind of sit around a little bit in September, but October, November, we start getting real busy because the lure fishing gets really good.
I know people they do that seasonal thing with bait and man, you don't have to do that. You can fish lures all the way year round. You know, sometimes it's tough, but hey, that's part of fishing. If you're wanting to fool them, not feed them.
Yeah, this time of year you'll do better actually on lures than you will on live bait. The problem is the croakers have gotten too big. The fish are kind of off the croakers. They go to the piggies right now, and the piggies have gotten big. And there's so many other trash fish that eat your live shrimp. You're better off just to grind the plastic when you get a bite. You got a fish or a topwater.
Right.
Our topwater bites have been unbelievable, especially in the surf. It's incredible.
Well, this is the time of year it usually does, September, October, on into November. It's a topwater city, and I used to catch a lot of fish with topwaters in August, you know, in 8 feet of water. I mean, those fish, it's like in that heat of the summer, they swim around up in the water column where there's more oxygen content, especially after a windy day, and man, they smoke topwaters.
Yeah, just, man, golly. Yep, buddy, I can't imagine people that this time of year don't go outside. I think of all my buddies that live in the box. You know, they go to work in a little small box with wheels. They sit in a big box all day and look at another little box with a bunch of lights in it. And I said, man, I just don't want to go that way. I could never be inside on a day like this. Like today, I can't wait till the sun comes up so I can get out of the house. You know, I just can't imagine. I guess if I didn't fish, I'd have to have some kind of job outside. I just couldn't stay inside the box. Man.
I know. It's just, well, it's who we are, what we do.
We don't make any money, but at least we're outside.
Well, that's true. At least we're happy. Breathing good, sweet air.
That's
well,
it, bro.
Depends
that's
on
it.
Where you're at. Some air quality is not as good as others.
It's been good here, man. But, hey, my prayers are out with LaRue, too. I think about LaRue all the time, man. We're all thinking about him out there, and we just, you know, our prayers are with Michael. We just hope he makes a full recovery, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of us. It's a shame.
But, I lost my mother-in-law Monday from COVID. You know, she passed away Monday of it. Yeah, she had a lot of other conditions. You know, she had pneumonia just before that. You know, she's really been in the nurse home for a while, but, you know, she passed away Monday of it. But,
you know, and that's the one that attacks the hardest, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pre-existing conditions and all of, you know, if you're in good health, 99% of the time you're going to make it through okay. But people that aren't and are unfortunate, it gets to them, man.
I know. I know it. Good. Well, we're not, none of us going to get out of here alive. So anyway.
No, we're not. We're all heading
the
same place.
I looked at a giant wave at Chopu, about 30 foot, and a guy dropping. He says, well, he says, everything I do is dangerous. He says, if I'm going to get killed, I'm going to get killed doing something fun.
That's it. Hey, die what you love doing, man.
Die what you love, man.
Go down swinging, brother.
If I have a heart attack out there fishing Laguna Madre, please roll my rod in and see what's on the end of it, man.
That's it. Take my photo with it.
Just, you know, but, lay me up on a bank, at least reel my top water on. See, just hope it's not a skipjack. I don't want to go out with a skipjack.
No, that'd be the curse. I'd have to come back and haunt everybody on that one. But we're all headed in the same place, and inevitably we're going to end up fish food or worm dirt one way or the other. So.
I know it, man. I hope I feed trout. I told my wife to just sprinkle my ashes over the middle of Baffin Bay. I'll be fine with it.
You know. You got that. And if she can't do it, I'll come down there and do it for you. But
oh,
I don't think.
What do you think? I don't. Come on,
well, I'm hoping. Hey, I'm trying to be positive, but I'll take care of you.
That's all right.
All right, Cliff. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and get hooked up with you, give them out a number, buddy.
All right, Mickey, I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Come down and get me out of the house, man.
All right.
Thanks, Mickey.
See you, Cliff. Take care. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
later. All right, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus, Baffin.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.